School News Roll Call for Tustin Unified School District features an article from Dr. Gregory A. Franklin, Superintendent, as follows. Take a break. Learn more. Academic, neurological, and medical research is converging on a common idea. A key to development and learning is time for rest and reflection. As our world continues to speed up, it's a challenge to purposefully slow down and provide opportunities to rest, reflect on experiences, and consolidate learning. In Tustin Unified School District, we are consciously addressing these opportunities in our schedules and instructional strategies. Several years ago, the district made a commitment to shifting the school year to begin in mid-August. The earlier start has multiple benefits, one of which is that high school students take first semester final exams before winter break. Now the two-week break truly provides a respite from studying for tests and working on projects. Students are reporting they have more time to decompress and visit with friends and family. As part of their challenge success work, high schools have lengthened passing periods so students and teachers are not rushing from one class to another five times a day. Students have time to check in with friends, talk to teachers, or take a quick break. This small change has made a significant impact on the pace of the day on the high school campuses. This year, full-day kindergarten lengthened the instructional day but did not add any expected academic content. Therefore, teachers are able to slow the pace of the day and include age-appropriate developmental activities that have been eliminated in the past. Many teachers across grade levels have included mindfulness practices into their instructional routines. Students spend a few minutes on deep breathing and focusing their attention in order to productively participate in lessons. These brief practices are known to counteract the toxic effects of long-term stress. Finally, all teachers are being encouraged to adopt collaborative structures in lessons so that students have an opportunity to process the content of the lesson with their classmates. A recent study at Harvard indicated that students learned and retained more information when they interacted directly with the content and had the opportunity to discuss it with their peers. We all value academic achievement by our students. The good news is that mental health does not have to be sacrificed to achieve it. Students and adults will learn and achieve more with regular opportunities to rest, reflect, and interact with their peers. Go TUSD. We at School News Roll Call urge you to read this issue in its entirety to learn what is happening in your school district and on your school campus.